Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Rich Garland. He is the executive director of the Blessing Board. The Blessing Board is a nonprofit organization existing to provide donated household furnishings to those in need at no cost in response to what God has done for everyone involved in the Blessing Board. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rich.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. I'm looking forward to it.
This is a wonderful organization. So let's start with the backstory here. How did this organization form?
Well, I guess the founder had a vision of people that had stuff to give and then people that needed stuff. And he was sitting in a church one day and he approached the pastor and said, "You know what? I have a vision for creating an organization that would be the in-between for the people that had and the people that had not." And so it was born in a church in the East Hills of Allegheny County in Penn Hills. And they said, simply put up a board in the church, said blessings needed and blessings to give. And then anonymously, if somebody needed a couch, the deacons of that church would go get the couch if somebody had one to give. And then they just make the connection. And it quickly grew from the church to a garage to storage units to a house in another location in the East Hills. And then it quickly grew up into warehouses to where it is today with two larger showrooms in Shaler and in West Mifflin. The Shaler location is 25,000 square feet. The West Mifflin location is 29,000 square feet. And it's serving more and more families every year with household items, furniture, and now home medical equipment.
Wow, it's just wonderful. So tell us a little bit about how you get the furniture donations. You know, how does that work? Do you have a core group of maybe churches or parishes that donate, or how does that work?
Well, the furniture is coming to us from a lot of different areas. We have a residential pickup program that is thriving and growing. We do charge a fee to go out and pick up furniture. It's well below market cost to go out and pick up furniture. So if people hear about us, they might buy a new couch. Their old couch is perfectly usable. They don't want to throw it out. Or families that are downsizing might have a four-bedroom house and they no longer need, all the kids are gone, and they want to downsize and they've got all this furniture they don't know what to do with. Or men and women that are children that are taking care of parents, transferring them into rest facilities or senior centers. They now have a full house of furniture they can't deal with. So they commonly call us, and then we'll work with people to go and gather that furniture. We work with real estate agents who are doing the same thing for their clients. They've identified us as a great resource. We have a tremendous relationship with Levin Furniture that they'll recover nicked up ding furniture or mattresses that are good. And then we'll go there three times a week to go pick up those. And then just our churches will do drives. The Norman Christian Church out of North Huntington, Irwin Presbyterian out of Irwin have done tremendous drives of local communities to gather furniture and enabled us to come pick that furniture up. So, and then we have World Vision out of Sewickley, PA, that gives us a lot of furniture that can't be sold that we give to our families. And plus,
amazing.
We have drop-offs at both locations. So once people find us, if they don't want to assume the fee, they drop by the location and drop it off, and we gladly accept it.
And then someone is, the biggest piece of this are the volunteers, right? Because are they sorting, organizing, sort of creating that showroom feel when you walk into these facilities?
Yeah, we heavily depend on our volunteers. It's actually a volunteer-based program in delivery of the products. We have what we call a day of blessing. And every day of blessing is run by volunteers totally. And the day of blessing is when the families actually come in to receive the furniture. So when the furniture is brought to us, a couple days at each location, we have women that come in that sort through the household items to get it ready for preparation. We do have staff on hand a very lean staff on hand when donations are brought in. They'll be, you know, checked out to make sure it's all functional and stored and prepared for each and every day of blessing. Yes. We have actively right now about 270 volunteers. And I believe in 2022, we had over 16,000 volunteer hours logged in by those volunteers.
Wow. That's impressive. Okay. So then people need furniture and, you know, is it anyone who wants to come in? You know, what are the restrictions, the limitations, and what should people know about that?
Well, there are no restrictions. We will serve anybody outside of, you have to have an appointment and you have to have your own truck. So we get about 400 requests a month from people all over southwestern Pennsylvania and western Pennsylvania that want and need furniture. These are men and women coming out of incarceration, men and women dealing with homelessness, mental illness, flood and fire victims. You may have remembered the tremendous fire that was suffered in Monroeville a few months back. We served over 30 families, fire victim families from that location. There was another one in Duquesne. Immediately following that, we served over 18 families. We were working in coordination with Catholic Charities to make sure those families were served. But what they have to do is they go to our website and they click on the button that says furniture appointment. They fill that out, and then our appointment coordinators will then call them and get them scheduled for a day of blessing. And that's when they actually come in to receive the furniture. They'll have their appointed time. They show up. They'll be greeted and cared for. We take down some demographic information just about, you know, where they are, what our foundations would like us to gather. And then they will get to go walk through our showroom with what we call an ambassador. The ambassador is that person that is going to lead them through the process, to tell them what is the blessing board. We are a Christian furniture bank. We know why we exist, because God wants us to exist. Why are they there? Because we feel that God wants to remind them that they are loved, no matter what they're going through, no matter how tough life seems at that point in time. We want them to know they are loved. And yet there are 25 volunteers giving up 5 hours of their day, lifting heavy furniture, loading the trucks. And why are they there? And because God has touched their heart that they can't stay away. They need to show God's love in their life. So as they go throughout the showroom, picking out their furniture, the conversation will revolve around that. But it'll be talking about what's their space look like, what colors are they looking for, you know, what the family dynamics are, you know, what their needs are. And as they pick out the furniture, they're tagged, and then the carriers will then come behind the ambassador and the person picking out the furniture, pick it up and load it onto the furniture. They'll go through the home goods room, picking out, you know, towels and bed linens and dishes and pots and pans and just, you know, artwork. And by the time they get back to their truck, which usually is about 45 minutes, their truck is loaded. We pray with them, give them a Bible, and send them on their way. So that whole loving process happens within an hour. And they've received their furniture, they've picked it out, i.e. shop for it, and they're on their way home to create a new space for themselves.
Amazing. It's just, it's wonderful. The Day of Blessing sounds absolutely amazing when they come in there. Can you share with us one or two special stories that you remember? Of course, keeping anonymity in the mix here, but would you be able to share a story or two with our listeners at home?
Yeah, keep in mind that out of 400 requests a month, we're only capable of serving about 150 a month. And that is due to product and volunteers. So if we don't have product to give, we can't give it. And then we only have so many spaces available to give it. So that kind of limits us. So back in 2018, I remember a young lady that came to one of our locations. It was a cold, crisp morning in March. And I had assumed the role of the executive director. And that day I was responsible for picking up the furniture and putting on the trucks. And I saw this young lady, beautiful young lady. She had a couple of kids with her, and she had a Yankees cap on and was going around picking up her furniture and just generally doing what she was expected to do. But I wanted to engage her and find out what her story was. And So I approached her and was teasing her, and I said, "So you're a Pirates fan, huh?" And she scowled at me and said, "No, no, no." And I said, "Well, what's your story? How'd you get here?" And she kind of quickly said, "Well, it's not an easy one. My husband and I were living in Missouri, and his family was originally from this area, and I hadn't been in this area at all. But last year he contracted cancer, and he wanted to move back and get back to this area to receive some health care. And so we had plans to do that, and we sold everything that we owned, and were prepared to move back. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas, he fell ill and died. And I didn't know what to do. And I was praying and thinking about it. What should I be doing? And we said, you know, we're going to complete the move. So right after Christmas, they moved to a small suburb of Pittsburgh, but had no furniture. They had a little bit of money, but certainly not enough to furnish a house. And someone told them about the blessing board. Now, this is in January. So at that point in time, we had call-ins. So you call and leave a message. And she called and left a message. And that was in January. And she didn't get a call back. And so she waited and waited and waited. In February, she called again and didn't get a call back. And at this point in time, you know, I'm looking at her. My face has fallen. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." She said, no, don't say that. She said, "Earlier this week, my children and I were on the floor, and my children were crying, and I was crying, and I didn't know what to do. And I prayed, and I said, 'God, just tell me what to do one more time. Just tell me what to do so I can bring some comfort to my family.'" And she said, very clearly, God told her to call one more time. 20 minutes later, she had an appointment, and that Saturday, she had a whole house of furniture that she could comfort her children. So that was a transformational experience for me in this role, was, you know, to do an organization that fills that need, that spot. Another one, I just got a phone call from last week, a young lady with Empire Beauty School. She calls me and says, "Rich, I need to find a connection between our school and the people you serve." And I said, "Well, okay, we're certainly happy to collaborate. Why? She said, "Well, if you should know, I was served there 5 years ago. I didn't have anything. I was homeless. And you and your volunteers were able to give me a new home and a new start on life. And once I got there, then I enrolled in this beauty school. And now I've become a teacher in the school, and I want to give back. And I want to figure out how you helping me and getting my start and getting to be a teacher in this school where I can touch more lives through what you do." So that came full circle with us to have a person that we were able to serve, get on her feet, get her family going again. And now she is equipped to share the blessings that she's received with more and more families. So pretty exciting.
These are just amazing stories. And Rich Garland is the executive director of the Blessing Board. It's an organization that provides donated household furnishings to those in need at no cost. Just a wonderful, wonderful story that you have to tell here. And I hope everyone can listen and possibly get involved. When we come back from the break, I want to ask you, what's it going to take to grow this? What's it going to take to make sure that more families can be helped by this wonderful organization? You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Rich Garland. He's the executive director of the Blessing Board. It's a nonprofit organization that provides donated household furnishings to no cost to those in need. Rich, this is just an amazing story. And so right now you're getting 400 requests a month. You can only serve about 150. Tell us what your limitations are and what people at home could do to help.
Well, I guess the primary limitations are threefold. One, product. If we don't have the product to give, then we can't give it out. If we don't have a place to store it, then we can't give it out. So we have two large showrooms strategically positioned in our North Hills and South Hills of Allegheny County. It's West Mifflin, which can primarily serve South Allegheny and all counties south and west and east of Allegheny County. In Shaler, we can serve the northern counties there. So we're strategically located, but having showrooms, warehouses, is a significant cost to us. Having that large of showroom drives up the cost of housing the furniture. So the very first thing that we would need would be funds to pay for the showrooms. And that second part of that is being able to gather. If people don't know we're out there, that they have a place where they can donate their furniture that they're thinking, not just put it out for garbage, then we need to get that out there to drive the product into us. And finally, the third constriction is the volunteer. We rely heavily on our volunteers to distribute the furniture, to create an experience for not only the families that come in to receive the furniture, but for the volunteer actually doing the serving. We want to create an experience for them that if in their faith, that they can have an experience that is transformative to them, that they want to dig deeper into their faith and realize why they are serving, loving their neighbors themselves. So those are the three constrictions: the finances, the product, and then the volunteer.
Well, certainly donations will help with all of those things, because whether they're donating furniture, whether they're donating money, or whether donating their time, you know, all of that can help. I noticed that you do have a website. It mm-hmm. is blessingboard.org. And I think the website is excellent. I was on it this morning. There's a donate button. There's a contact us button. There's a get involved button. And then, you know, of course, anything about the furniture, tell you how to make your donation, how to drop it off. It's just really, really excellent how you have all that information accessible to people, which I think continues to be important, right? That's how people are connecting. I bet COVID changed a lot for you guys. Did it not? You know, you said you had to call before and leave a message, and now it's a lot different.
Yeah, actually, that was kind of an uncertain time, but then we came out of COVID in a very strong way. Back in April or March of 20, when everything was shutting down, we had a very intimate process where we would invite families in five families at a time, and we just kind of served them all together in a big group gathering. And when everything was shutting down, we were trying to figure out how can we continue to serve the family. So we went to one family at a time for the balance of 2019, and we implemented a sanitation process for the furniture that we were receiving and distributing. And then, lo and behold, in December of 2020, our landlord gave us notice that they weren't renewing the lease. Because we had a very large space in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. So our board of directors quickly kind of scrambled and came up with a strategic plan to implement. And not only at that point in time, we could have hunkered down and just we put it in where we were just going to be solitary to kind of get through it. They decided they wanted to expand. And expand they did. We found our new showrooms and we blew it into a role. So we became a regional provider of furniture. But through COVID, what we learned is that we can make the process much more intimate. We can utilize our technology through our appointment making, through our communications. And now we're texting and verifying appointments. We're all online with our appointment process, with our donations process. And we're much more efficient through all of that. And that's largely in the work of the leadership of the staff and the board of directors. It's been a tremendous progress. And you'll see changes to our website coming soon. We received some grant money through the Hillman Foundation that is going to allow us to rework our marketing piece. And our website's going to be redone later this month. So it's some very exciting times right now for us.
Oh my goodness, you guys are amazing. I'm in awe. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I don't think that all organizations are run this well and are able to strategically pivot like that, particularly during COVID. That's the crazy part. So that losing that lease had to be a very big deal, and being able to come out of that successfully is excellent. So please, please give my best to your board. That is very impressive. I want to talk for a minute about an event that you have coming up, and it's a barbecue. And the reason I want to talk about it is it might be an opportunity to pull people in and get them involved. So can you start from the beginning on that? Tell us all about it. Okay.
Yeah, we have a fundraising team built out of our board of directors that do a phenomenal job on our fundraising events. And they came up with an idea to partner with local small business owners that would help us introduce the blessing board in its space to those families that might be like, huh, what is the blessing board? What is a furniture bag? So they came up with this idea to partner with Pittsburgh Smokehouse and the Dancing Gnome Brewery to create an event called Barbecues, Brews, and Blessings. And it's an event that it's September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. where you can come in and receive some of the best barbecue and food that you would love to have and some beer. And partake and be in the space, see what we're all about. We offer tours during that time, and our vintage market will be open. That there will be things on sale there that they might, if they do some antiquing or things like that, that'll be available to them. But they actually get in the space. They get to interact with our volunteers that are there on a daily basis and sharing stories about the people that they're serving, the times they've spent there, and the memories that they've developed, and encouraging to not only to donate financially, but to get involved personally. So it's a really low-key setting that is fun and a great environment to be in.
Barbecue, Brews, and Blessings is coming up on Thursday, September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the North Showroom. Can you give us the address to that?
Yeah, it's in the Shaler Plaza. It's 880 Butler Street, Suite 1A. And you'd come all the way around the back of the plaza, and our doors will be open there, and you'll see the smoke truck there. And parking is plentiful, and the time is, hopefully the weather will cooperate. It'll be nice, cool in the evening, and you can come and participate there. And so if you're familiar with Route 8 in Shaler, and if you're coming down 28, you'll go north on Route 8 about 3/4 mile. You'll see Shaler Plaza. You turn in there. You can park in front or in back, and you can find the blessing board there.
That's amazing. And then you'll have the barbecue on sale, or do you buy a ticket, or how does that work?
Buy a ticket. You go to our website. The tickets are $50 a ticket. You'll receive a full meal and the beer with that ticket. And I believe that is through that week, up to that week, and on the day of, it'll be $60.
Very nice. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. Now, while they're there, you were talking about that vintage market, and a lot of that comes from donations, right? Some of the stuff you're getting is probably worth quite a bit.
Yeah, well, we found out, and again, volunteer driven, very early when we were in Oakmont, there was some stuff coming in that really our families weren't needing. I mean, it was nice. They'd like to have it, but being practical and looking at their space, that stuff really wasn't moving. So a team of volunteers said, this creates some value here. Let's create what we call a vintage market and see what we can generate for sales on. And it has been an absolute phenomena with not only our volunteers, but with the community. The volunteers put together a space that is a retail extravaganza where families or shoppers will come in and just see the displays put on. And the response we've had on that, we put out a new weekly newsletter on the vintage market. We have over 3,500 followers on that, and it's generating significant sales force that automatically funnels right back into the ministry at no cost to the ministry, other than the space that we're using. And there can be from antiques to china to, ornate furniture to desks that are roll top desks, artwork that is there. That thing, we had a gentleman donate a granite table that he got in from Italy. I mean, it was huge and it was heavy, and we were able to sell that and make a few dollars for the vintage market and the ministry. It was just amazing process.
Thank you. It really
Volunteers
is.
have identified, yeah.
It's really, really interesting. So, and I have to ask you, how did you get involved in this organization?
Well, kicking and screaming, I guess.
Oh.
No, I started as a volunteer. I was carrying furniture on Days of Blessing. And then the executive director at that time asked if I would set up a second location in McKeesport. I was in insurance business back then, and our office was in White Oak. So I decided that, yeah, I would help set up a second location in McKeesport. And then in 17, I took over as an interim for the executive director, clearly saying, you know, I'll be here for 6 to 8 months until we find a new one. And then in January of 19, the board of directors asked if I would assume the role full time. And the rest is history. I've been here helping to lead an organization at the grace of the board of directors, kind of just seeing how I can do it and see what the Lord has for me each and every day.
That's wonderful. Well, you do a wonderful job. And then you said you have a limited staff. Do you want to give them a little shout out, a little pat on the back today?
Yeah, it's amazing what they can get accomplished with the limited resources. We take absolutely no government funding. We rely heavily on our individual givers, our in our church participation, our businesses, recurring revenues like the vintage market, and our pickup fees, and this staff. Some very limited full-time staff. I think we have 2 full-time people now, and the rest are part-time people that are working very hard to make sure that the ministry thrives and grows, not only on the donation side, but on the distribution side, that we're doing it effectively, creating experience for the families. They're awed by what they come in at. And just recently, we've put on a new volunteer program with our home medical equipment, and it's absolutely growing beyond belief. Those are people that are in need of incontinence supplies, walkers, wheelchairs, crutches, those things that aren't covered by insurance or may not be covered right now by insurance. We have the opportunity that we're gathering that in partnership with Global Links to distribute to those families in Allegheny and surrounding counties that might have that need. And so they can stop in our vintage market on the first and third Saturdays of each month between 10 and 12 and tell them, hey, I need a walker, a wheelchair, some incontinence supplies, and we just give it to them free. So.
Amazing. Well, Barbecue Brews and Blessings, a fundraiser for the Blessing Board, is coming up on Thursday, September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. at their Northern Showroom. That's in the Shaler Plaza, 880 Butler Street in Pittsburgh. So you can enjoy a meal from Pittsburgh Smokehouse Food Truck, a beer flight from Dancing Gnome Brewery, and there's 50-50s. There's great opportunities for door prizes, and then come in and see the showroom. Wonderful way to get involved with this wonderful organization. I wanted to mention that the Blessing Board is on Facebook, and you can also go to the Blessing Board website, which I think is excellent, and that is blessingboard.org. Rich, am I missing anything? Do they need to know anything else about the event coming up?
No, come on out and have some fun and just enjoy the space and get to know us and our volunteers. I think you'll be transformed by the experience.
Rich, this was a wonderful interview. I enjoyed it so much. Rich Garland is the executive director of the Blessing Board. It's a wonderful nonprofit organization whose tagline is furnishing homes with love. If you are interested in learning more about the Blessing Board, you can visit their website or their Facebook page and stop by their barbecue event coming up at the end of the month. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. If you have an idea for a nonprofit organization to be featured on our show, please call the station. We look forward to hearing more from you. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.